we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua, and with me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hi.
And Chris.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a dilemma you've submitted and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is vomit on live television or fart in an elevator with a gossip columnist.
Just to clarify, this assumes that you're a famous person, right?
Right, I would assume.
If you just farted in front of gossip columnist, they wouldn't really give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know who they are because they write for like a super big tabloid, and they know who you are because you are world famous.
Shia LaBeouf!
Actress Shia LaBeouf.
Hey, that dude just got arrested.
Punching Nazis.
So is this gossip columnist like the one in Harry Potter? With the pen that, like, makes up its own stories?
Wait, it makes up its own stories?
Yeah, no, embellishes.
It does. It embellishes. Harry Potter!
Yes.
Harry
yes,
Potter!
It does. It's the same thing, except it's not a magical pen. It's just the writer embellishes things.
Okay, so the writer could potentially say that you pooped yourself right in front of her.
Oh, yeah.
In an elevator.
And so we're saying, like...
Fake news!
You both get in on the ground floor of an elevator.
All right.
Since you're famous, she's following you to wherever you're going, and you're
the
going
bathroom,
to the,
clearly.
To the 48th floor.
All right.
And this elevator is not an express for some stupid-ass reason.
It stops at every floor, all
right. And just right there at the bottom, you just rip one out. Just the most, the loudest, most obnoxious, smelliest fart ever.
Squirtiest, tertiest, right. Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. I mean, I think that... Before we move on to the other side of the topic, I think that how you react after you fart is almost as important as the fact that you farted. Right? Like, are you embracing this? Are you embarrassed? Do you excuse yourself? Are you like, yeah? I mean, like, I feel like that would make a big
blame it on the other
the whole
person.
Thing was perceived.
Would you say, are you embracing this? Like, you're shoving your hand down the back of your pants, just like squeezing, like, oh yeah.
No, like you give yourself to the gas. You just let it happen. You're like, you know what? This about to happen.
Do a victory lap.
In the words of a common coworker.
Let out a deep sigh of relief.
Or be like, let me tell you about that burrito I just ate. I don't know.
I don't need to tell you. You know all about it.
Or like, have a catchphrase for when you fart. Make it seem like this is just a thing you do.
Like, did I do that? Like the...
Bazinga.
Who did that?
That's Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
Little Urkel action.
I was thinking it could have been like, ooh, yeah, snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, my God. I feel like I have something stuck in my teeth.
Okay, so all what's right. The other one?
Oh, you're on camera.
You poop on live television? Oh, no, vomit.
Vomit on live television. So, let's say you are still a famous person.
Am I still Shia LaBeouf?
Why would you want to be Shia LaBeouf specifically?
You're Shia LaBeouf, Chris.
I'm Shia LaBeouf.
And you are,
I saved the world from alien Egyptian pyramid people?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Host for this week's SNL, and since it's a political time, SNL is more relevant than ever, so everyone is watching. And you are just in the middle of your monologue, it's going great, everyone thinks you're the funniest fucking thing ever, and you just yak right there on the screen.
Okay.
I think we could get a cue from history on this. Like, didn't George W. vomit on like the Japanese prime minister or something?
He did, but that was like flu. Yeah. It was just a little bit. He quickly recovered.
Well, couldn't you blame it on a sickness?
Super embarrassing.
I mean, it'd be embarrassing, but you'd be like, oh, sorry, I have like gingivitis and I threw up.
This is
gingivitis
is
gum disease.
I may not know what gingivitis is.
This is you just ate like a fucking half gallon of minestrone, let's say.
Oh.
And you're just projectile vomiting on the front row.
This is not good. It's like the Stephen King story with the blueberry pie eating contest.
Kind yes.
Of yeah, where the dude
stand
drinks a
me.
Bunch of castor oil beforehand.
Yeah, that's Stand By Me.
Yeah. Stand By Me.
It's a good book. And a good
or
book.
So, yeah, the body.
You're just spraying vegetable soup all over these people in the front row on live television.
Is, with the beans. You got the beany chunks. Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So there's not really an upside to either of these.
I think I'm going, okay, initially, I think I'm going fart in an elevator because there's no...
Because it's he said, she said in
right.
that case.
I can be like, fake news. Automatically.
Oh, God, you're
news.
Really embracing this administration.
There's some alternative facts about my farting.
We disagree about what the truth is.
Right.
So...
And... there's not video evidence that can be remixed and auto-tuned.
Oh, yeah, like where it goes out and it comes back in.
Yeah, like there's definitely, like, I'm Shia LaBeouf. People are gonna put this shit on YouTube and put, like, some Sia song behind it. And it's gonna be, like, the new thing. Whereas, oh, some like, Shia LaBeouf just farted in, like, big fucking deal. Like... Smell my finger, like whatever. It's
so. If people don't know that we record these episodes pretty far in advance, anyone who follows politics news knows exactly when we recorded.
Yeah, you
this
should be
one.
Able to guesstimate what day of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Is. Just based on that.
It's four.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to agree with Chris. I think additionally, because I mean, having someone have to smell. Your gas is a lot less invasive. Even if they're trapped in an elevator with you for like 2 minutes, let's say, it's a lot less invasive than herking all over them, vomiting nasty soup all over them. I mean, just even seeing people throw up like on TV makes me want to throw
up. Yeah, what if you cause like a throw up epidemic?
Yeah, well, that's what happens in that story that we were talking
that's
about,
right.
if I remember correctly.
Yes,
like everybody hurls. So... I mean, that's not cool. And then, yeah, like the video memes and stuff. Additionally, like, is it going to make it into a gossip mag that you farted?
Probably. But like a byline.
I mean,
it's not going
to
be like front
talk about
page
it on,
news or anything.
What's that show? TMZ. Like in one of those scenes where they have like the editorial room or whatever, they might be like, oh yeah. Let's talk about the story where
Man,
Chris farted in an elevator.
Fake editorial yeah. room bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's
okay,
bullshit.
So I know that you guys don't like changing the rules midstream, but since this one seems like a fairly
midstream.
Straightforward one,
yeah.
What if you did actually just shit yourself?
In the elevator?
Yeah, in the elevator.
I'm still gonna go with vomit. Wait, is it
like
does this person know
yourself,
that I shit
like,
myself?
Yeah, see.
Oh yeah, we're
then,
talking like running down your leg out the bottom of your pants.
Okay, but like
shit yourself.
I can
to be
back
about
into
poop.
The corner and just wait until everybody gets off the elevator and then get off on the next floor and then just like I don't know. Just
oh, it's only the two of you.
Serpentine.
It's only the two of you, and this gossip columnist knows it's you and is, like, intently staring at you because they want to see what you're going to do.
So they know that I shit my pants.
Oh, absolutely, because it's coming out of your pant leg. So
have you guys ever accidentally shit your pants?
No.
Really?
Nope. Not even when I was a kid.
Oh, man, I totally did when I was in elementary school. It was really embarrassing.
I know what I did do, though, once when I was in the second grade. No, when I was in the second grade, I threw up all over my desk.
And shit your pants?
No,
same
I didn't
time?
Shit my pants. I have never shat my pants ever. But what I have done is throw up all over a desk in the middle of second grade. I had to go home. Additionally, I've had some nights where maybe I've had a little bit too much to drink, which led to hospitalization. There was a lot of vomiting. So based on that, if there is pooping yourself, I'm picking vomit.
I think
that's enough to make me change my mind.
Can
I
can
I
pay this
drinking nights? I've come close to shitting myself, but I've always made it to a bathroom.
Nice. Yeah, that hasn't happened.
Alcohol just kind of loosens things up.
It does. I once ate duck fetus and I had to shit outside because I couldn't make it to the bathroom.
Oh, like the egg,
yeah,
that Filipino
what's it, Baloo,
thing?
Baloo. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It was not good, but also
I've never tried
poops.
It.
Can I pay this? Like, okay, so I shit my pants in an elevator, and this person is there staring at me while I shit my pants in an elevator. Can I be like, look, we both know what happened. I'll give you $20,000 to just get off the elevator right now and never write about this.
Oh, you can't. No, you can't let someone start to blackmail you.
Is even though he or she is just an entertainer,
the one gossip columnist with journalistic integrity.
Yes, absolutely.
Journalistic integrity.
They're like, one day I am going to be the next Jake Tapper, and so I can't fucking Jake Grimes.
You just love Jake Tapper this week.
Anyone who knows what week we're recording knows why I love Jake Tapper this week.
yeah, I think I have to go vomit. I think I have to, yeah, like, if you're going to shit your pants, like, because that's really embarrassing. And at least if you're if you vomit, you can be like, look, I have gingivitis. And
so gingivitis.
That's the deadly gum disease.
Makes you switch?
Yeah, I mean, it can cause problems.
Vomiting.
Anyway.
Or
so the
I'm
rule
possessed.
Change is making you switch to vomiting.
Yeah. I think so. What about you?
Both of you?
What?
Yeah, Josh, you haven't said what you're doing.
If we're going the pre-shit rules, then I'm going to fart.
Pre-shit rules?
If we're going the post-shit rules, then it's got to be the vomit.
Right.
Yeah.
Because on the vomiting, to some level, you're going to get some sympathy because people are like, oh, that happens sometimes when you're sick.
Yeah.
You can't control it. But shitting, even though it's probably something you also couldn't control, you're just a fucking laughingstock.
Yeah.
Like, you get no sympathy from anybody.
You pooped your pants,
man. You pooped your pants. Like,
yeah, you just adult pooped your pants.
Yeah, you're not coming back from that. Like, you can't star in the next, you know, Indiana Jones 5.
Shia LaBeouf movie.
Swinging through.
Shia LaBeouf might come back from that. He came back from some crazy shit.
Yeah, but he never came back from shit in his pants. He never, like, I'm gonna be the new Harrison Ford. I was like, no, because you shit your pants. Like, sorry, no one's gonna think you're like an awesome archaeologist, adventurer, treasure hunter
because
you can't control your colon, bro.
Fair enough. I think it's a sphincter, technically, that he wasn't able to control if the poop comes out.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to say it now. If this episode we determine it's good enough for release, then half the title is Ain't Controlling Your Colon.
Ain't Controlling Your Colon. Love it. Sounds like we're decided.
All right.
All right. So everyone is vomiting on SNL. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed shitting or vomiting. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at trtpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say, hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.